Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Just moments after a joyful high school graduation ceremony in Richmond, Virginia, a gunman went on attack, killing two people and injuring several others. School Superintendent Jason Camras.
I'm tired of seeing people get shot, our kids get shot, and I beg of the entire community to stop.
WTVR-TV reporter Joy Fultz.
We were outside of the critical care unit, and you could hear and see the family and friends of victims crying and screaming. I even saw what seemed like the mother of one of the victims collapse to the ground, screaming, "They killed my son."
19-year-old was taken into custody. Artificial intelligence may be the key to predicting breast cancer. Here's correspondent Astrid Martinez.
Among women with the highest risk, AI was able to predict up to 28% of cancers, compared to 21% predicted by the standard model. Researchers add combining the two risk models improves cancer prediction even more.
Well, that haze you may be seeing outside is coming from Canada. New York City's air quality is considered very unhealthy right now, according to the EPA's Air Quality Index. WCBS-TV reporter Alicia Reed.
Doctors say the general public should be fine, but remain alert and keep windows closed. Now, the Department of Education is suggesting schools limit prolonged outdoor activities. So far, we haven't heard of any cancellations.
It's been 6 months since Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field during a game, and now he's back. Bills general manager Brandon Bean.
He put the helmet on the last practice last week and texted his parents afterwards, like, so proud of him and thrilled for where he's at in his journey.
Wait, you didn't mean to text Duck? CBS's Matt Piper on an iPhone update that's on the way.
For iPhone users, texting curse words has not traditionally been an easy task, with Duck being the stand-in for many people's favorite other word. But Apple announced at the Worldwide Developers Conference that the G-rated auto correction will come to an end with its newest update. That change comes with the soon-to-come iOS 17, set to debut later this year.
And Astrid Gilberto has died. This was the first song the Brazilian singer ever recorded. They needed someone to do the English vocals on the track, and it instantly made her a superstar of bossa nova around the world. Gilberto was 83. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax, they know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy, don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, June 7th. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. In Portage County, the Public Library Board of Trustees will meet at 4:30 at the Rochelt Branch Library. The Stevens Point Park Commission will meet at 6:30 at 933 Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Board of Adjustment meeting scheduled for 10:30 has been canceled. The Planning and Zoning Committee meeting will take place from 6 to 8 at the Adams County Courthouse in Friendship. Today is the kickoff party at McMillan Library for their summer reading program. The fun starts at 1. They'll have games, prizes, story read-alouds, snacks, and Tom Peasy will play shows at 1 and 2:30 in the Library Theater. Don't miss the party today from 1 to 3:30 at McMillan Library. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 51 overnight under cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. Lows dip down to about 44. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mid-70s Thursday, turning warmer Friday with highs in the upper 70s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Would spend or have spent on a single item. 844-967-2789. What is the most you would spend on a single? I don't mean a house.
Or a car.
I don't mean a car.
Okay.
I mean your computer. And that's maybe not even your computer, because most of us actually need a computer these days for work.
So something extraneous.
And write that off. Something you can't write off.
Okay.
So a TV, a grill, a video game console. What have you spent the most on? A piece of jewelry, a handbag. Like, what is your threshold for what you would spend? I'm just interested because, you know, it kind of goes, this kind of reminds me of the hotel that's now closing at Disney World that was $1,200 per person for two nights, but in exchange you got like a complete immersive Star Wars experience,
right?
And it was like billions of dollars to build out, and they're like, yeah, people will be willing to spend this much money to have this experience. And it's like, what, how many people exist in this price threshold that you think exists? And so I'm interested to hear from you. What is the justification of like, I am willing to spend this much money on this item, but this is kind of my limit. 844-96-PARTY. I don't think I have, like, my computer is probably the most expensive thing I have, but I use it every single day for work.
Right. What about your phone?
Again,
you got to have
it. The phone's the phone. You got to have it. And I use it, like, not only do I use it for obviously just life and texting, but like, also that's what I film all my stuff on. And so I don't really consider my phone either. So like, getting out of the things that everybody like needs, like, I think I'm kind of cheap.
Well, and you're not.
Like, I don't have really like expensive clothes.
I was going to say, you're not a fancy handbag person. You're not a fancy, you know, Manola Blahnik shoe kind of person. That's just not your style.
I like all of the name brand handbags or designer handbags I have were gifts or inherited from like brother's ex-girlfriends, because he dates girls who do like those things.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm just curious because Apple has entered the chat when it comes to AR and VR headsets. So going, you know, like Oculus, which was the Facebook one. But this is the first time that they've introduced a new, like a new product in nearly a decade.
Wow.
And it came out yesterday. And so Apple could become a leader in AR VR headsets when the $3,499 Vision Pro hits shelves early next year.
Is this just to play games on?
So it sounds like it's more than that. But so yesterday it unveiled the Vision Pro at the company's annual Worldwide Developers Conference. And in the presentation, it claimed that the mixed reality headset will be the most advanced personal electronics device ever. And also, like, I'm just getting flashbacks to Google Glass, the eyewear that people were wearing.
Yes.
Circa 2013-14, and that was going to like revolutionize the future of, you could just like have your little, while you walked around. I don't even know, my brother and his girlfriend at the time bought those because she was very into technology. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she's the type of person that would buy this, but like, how many of those people exist that would spend $3,500 on this device? And so they're positioning the headset to replace desktop computer clutter with an infinite canvas of virtual screens that hover in the field of view. So you can navigate it with just your eyes, hands, and voice. So I guess it's like, if you have the mask on,
right,
and with your eyes, so it's like in the same way that I have, like, so right now I'm doing the show from home. I have my big monitor to the left of me, but I have to use my trackpad on my computer to move around, like, the article that I want to pull up and the outline for today, and to be able to see the StreamYard so I can see Jane. But I'm using my hands, right? And it's all on a computer.
Right.
So I guess they're saying, by wearing this thing, you can see everything, and it's with your hands or just your eyes that which browser you're trying to look at can pop up. So it, like, is more than just a game.
If you don't have, what if you have an eye twitch? And I honestly, I can just see myself with 47 screwing from screen to screen to screen to screen as I'm looking, and I wouldn't be able to concentrate on anything.
I don't know, but it's like, so it's an enormous virtual screen through lenses, and the new feature called EyeSight will keep users' eyes visible through the display most of the time. And I don't know, like, some people believe that it's going to be like what the iPhone did to phones. Potentially, if you think about like how revolutionary that was, of how it changed, like, think about how like the iPod changed MP3 players.
Right.
iPhone changed BlackBerry. But it's so expensive. Like, I don't know who could justify buying this. And I guess, and maybe it's just the way the market moves, because like 10 years ago, would any of us think about spending $1,500 for a phone or whatever new iPhones are? And so it just begs the question. I'm just interested as far as for you, like, what would you spend on a single item? Like, what's your threshold? 844-967-2789.
Got a couple texts from the 262. I wouldn't spend $3,500 on a VR headset unless it can do my taxes and perform sexual favors. It also doesn't help that this headset in particular looks like snow goggles. If I saw someone walking down the street wearing these, I would certainly roll my eyes. And from the 920, I bought the PSVR 2 headset released this year, which uses eye tracking so it can tell what you're looking at. The headset and the console, $1,000. VR, AR is advancing, but I am skeptical of this attempt by Apple. And from the 262, I am a pretty frugal person, but once I had too many cocktails and I bought an $800 guitar online. Not a shining moment, but it is a wonderful, wonderful guitar.
Well, there you go. Still no buyer's remorse. And you know, it was funny the other day. So since since the pregnancy started, Mike's also been drinking less, which is, you know, good for him. But he realized that he's been buying a lot less sports cards recently because he's not just drunk scrolling on eBay.
I'm going to buy this one. That's a good thing.
Like, this is like rationalizing, like, this is a good investment. This guy's going to have a good season. I'm going to buy this one. but I like the $1,800 guitar rationalization of, like, I need this.
$800.
I guess that's a big difference. Still expensive. Although guitars are expensive, right? Like, a good guitar is not a cheap thing to come by.
Right. But again, it's, you know, what you're willing to shell out at the time, I guess.
But also I think about people who are like avid bikers, because bikes can be super expensive.
Absolutely.
And also easily stolen.
Yep. And those EV bikes are really expensive.
Like, I had friends in San Francisco who were competitive, like did Ironmans. And so they spent a lot of money on their bikes.
I bet.
And I remember we left dinner one night and our friend Caroline had ridden her bike to work that day and she was going to ride it home after dinner. And we walked out of the restaurant and her like $4,000 bike was just gone.
$4,000.
Can cut through those locks with the tool.
Wow. Like,
there's not a great way sometimes to just lock up your bike. And there's no judgment as far as like what you do. Like, and I think it just comes down to like, what are your hobbies? What do you value? Like, what does this bring to your life where you justify it? Because obviously there's going to be people who buy this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm interested if it revolutionizes society in a way where it's like everyone has to have one, though. That it's hard for me to imagine. And I would not consider myself like a techie or a futurist whatsoever. So maybe I'm just lacking the vision.
Right.
But I see that price tag and I'm like, holy crap.
And it just sounds headache inducing.
I actually think the technology will be there, but maybe not. I don't know. Apple's products don't feel like they're as good as they used to be. Like, and I say this as an Apple user.
I know.
I say this as someone who like refuses to go back to a PC versus my MacBook, mostly just because like, well, this is what I know how to do everything on.
Right.
Like, this is how I know how to do like edit my videos on Premiere and all the Adobe. Like, everything that I've done for the last 10 years has been on a Mac. So I've made the more expensive choice to like be here. But as far as the longevity of the products and like how long they last, instead of like, oh, you have to go get it fixed or the battery's worn out or all these things that like incremental costs to the product that you have that like is built into the business design to keep you buying and upgrading and needing a new charger every 2 years.
Exactly.
So we would love to hear from you. What's the most expensive thing you've either bought or what would you pay for something? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But another thing that we'll talk about when we come back, when it comes to autocorrect, Apple is finally fixing the ducking problem. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Alexander Field to the Central Business District. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 a.m. WAUK.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 50 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs level off around 75. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 46. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 74. 79 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
It's summer. 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. Really? That song's considered one of the most annoying?
Yeah, it depends upon who you ask. But yes, it has made several lists, rather Copacabana by the great Barry Manilow.
I would never, that would not be in my top 10.
It's just a
most annoying song.
No, it's just a fun song. So all the bumper music today in and out are songs that are on various worst songs of all times list. And we're going to do a recap coming up at 11:33. Take your defenses of your favorite songs. We'll play some more that people have suggested that are terrible. But you can always chime in. Call and or text at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
So in the previous segment, we were asking what is the most you would spend or have spent on a single product? And more specifically, not your house, not your car, not your computer for work or your phone, but like something you didn't need.
Some extraneous thing.
But chose to buy because of your hobbies or the value that it would bring to your life. Because yesterday, Apple announced their entry into the AR, VR world with their Vision Pro and the ticket price of basically $3,500, which is very expensive.
Yes.
And I'm just curious of like, how big is the market of people who will want to spend that much money? But I guess if it replaces a computer, if it replaces your laptop, but I'm just trying to imagine like, so like think about us after the show, when I pull my laptop out and I start working on like, the show notes or like cutting up YouTube or all the different like post-production things that I do for the show. Imagine if I just instead put my headset on and like in the middle of the green room was like moving my arms like a wizard trying to like get the work done. And just people would be walking in and be like, what is Kristen doing? It's like, she's just working. She's editing.
Or playing a game.
And so I thought I'm just interested. It's not that I don't think that the product and the technology will be there. And I'm sure to a certain extent it will be useful. But at $3,500, I feel like it's out of range for a lot of people to be able to use it. And so, but one other thing that is everyone's, I have to think, is one of their biggest pet peeves when it comes to texting And I'm not sure. I'd have to have Android people tell me if this is the same problem on Android phones. But certainly on Apple phones, one of the most annoying things is can be autocorrect. Sometimes autocorrect is useful, but often it is not. And most definitely it is not when you are trying to curse and send a text as going back to yesterday saying, no effing way, and it just always ends up no ducking way. And then it takes the emphasis as far as the like we were saying yesterday, the oomph, because then you got to go back and you got to either delete the whole ducking or try to like scroll into just the D and delete the D and write the F, or send it and then just write the next line
right,
just the effing by itself. But yesterday, Apple announced an event for developers that will start keeping its iPhone autocorrect feature from annoyingly correcting one of the most common expletives to ducking. So in those moments where you just want to type a ducking word, well, the keyboard will learn it too, said Craig Federighi, Apple's SVP of software engineering. So among all the quirks of damn autocorrect, the ducking substitution is a long-standing source of mirth and frustration. And so basically, auto-corrected words will be temporarily underlined so you know what's been changed and you can revert back to the original word with just a tap.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Also wondering, what is the most you've spent on something that is not necessary for life? Something extraneous. We have Britt joining us from California. Hey, Britt, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, listen, I'm calling because to tell you two things. A, the most I ever spent on an extraneous item I didn't need was a pool table. And I don't regret it one little bit, but it was $1,000. And it was not necessary at all in my life, but I love having it. And it was well worth every dime. I also bought a pair of VR goggles for my son for Christmas this year. And I can see how there might be some uses for the new Apple, being that it kind of does a lot of the computing for you and has, the computer screen up in front. But to be honest with you, the whole VR goggle thing was a little bit of a novelty, we've come to find out in this household. And I think what happens is that initially it's kind of interesting and you definitely want to use it and try it out. And then it quickly becomes kind of a hassle to have to wear these goggles and, they're a little bit sweaty or whatever. And it's not a pleasant experience, as you come to find out. It's just much more pleasant just to sit in front of a screen and deal with it that way. So I think it's going to end up being kind of a bust for Apple, but I have to admit, I love my pool table.
I feel like $1,000 is a steal for a pool table.
That sounds pretty reasonable. Yeah.
I got a good deal, but I had to travel and bring it back myself. So all things considered, you know what? As it turns out, buying the pool table is not the expense. It's setting it up, getting new cloth on it and getting it leveled and getting all the bumpers put back on and everything like that. That was probably at least half of the $1,000, probably about $600. So it's money to invest in a pool table, and it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Thanks so much for calling, Britt. We really appreciate it.
All right. Well, when we come back, where it's finally time to debate, discuss, listen to, enjoy, maybe for some of you, the most annoying songs ever. Send your submissions in now, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we will be right back.
This summer. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment. Hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Cancer risks cause concern at Riverside Park. Brittany Merlot has more details.
An updated risk assessment for a Wausau park shows toxic compounds of dioxin at levels high enough to cause an unacceptable cancer risk, prompting recommendations to immediately limit exposure for those areas in Riverside Park. The Wausau Pilot and Review reports that city officials haven't said whether they'll comply, and state officials are recommending interim actions that include covering the contamination zone with landscaping fabric, toss wood chips on it, and using signage to notify people about the potential exposure there. The director of Center for Health, Environment and Justice, Stephen Lester, says the cancer aspect is crucial because dioxin is generally considered the most potent man-made carcinogen ever tested.
The Raptors take on the Mallards at home tonight after beating them 9-1 yesterday. First pitch at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 51 overnight under cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. Lows dip down to about 44. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mid-70s Thursday, turning warmer Friday, with highs in the upper 70s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Live vociferously through them.
Yeah, and I can also acknowledge, like, oh yeah. Because I think kids go through, I've had a handful of friends go through the stage where their kid only wants to, like, it seems like it's typically around between 1 and 2
okay.
years old, where there's the one song where that's all they want to listen to.
Over and over and over.
And again, and again. Oh. And the parents are like, they have to choose between playing that song on repeat or listening to their child scream and cry until they play that song on repeat. I had friends who were on vacation on like an island and they had rented a car. And every time they took their, like it was, she was 1.5 and they drove from place to place. It wasn't Baby Shark. It was some other theme song to some other kid's show that literally they made her making the choice. They're like, you either have to play this song or she's going to sit in her car seat in the back and scream until we get to our destination. And so they chose whatever song it was. And so,
yeah, just
capitulate. But then I think she gets over it. She still likes it. Like, I think there's certain songs she still likes, but it's not the temper tantrum of I need to hear this song right now. But 844-967-2789. What is the most annoying song of all time or songs? We have pulled a bunch of them to play. You can feel free to let us know to defend songs that we've pulled and say, well, that is certainly not the most annoying song. But I have a bunch of people that have already submitted on Twitter. What have you heard so far on the text line, Jen?
I pulled some from your Twitter line. I personally take issue with this next one as being on the list of the worst songs of all time. It's a classic. You don't like Blister in the Sun? How can you not like Blister in the Sun?
I like Blister in the Sun.
I do too.
I like Blister in the Sun. Yeah, I would not put that up there.
I do not have a problem with that.
I did hear another person who said Friday by
Rebecca Black.
What was it?
Rebecca Black.
That poor girl. I would put that up with Baby Shark. Friday and Baby Shark are up there.
Wow. That's quite an indictment of poor Rebecca Black.
Yeah. I think she turned out fine.
I think she did okay too. Another suggestion, which my producer in training here, Greg Bach, also seconds, is another, I don't know, is it among the worst songs of all time?
Brother Bellies in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind, loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Belly Bridge was a
How Bizarre by OMC. Is that one of the worst songs of all time? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can nominate your worst song. You can defend those have already been played as a worst song.
I think the rule for you personally is if you sing along or dance to it when it comes on, even begrudgingly, it can't be one of the worst songs of all time. I think you have to, like, your instinct has to be, I'm going to turn this off. And because, like, the pop songs, they're meant to get stuck in your head, right? Like, these pop songs that are so catchy, like, they are, like, there's a science to creating a sensational song. And there's a reason that even if they're annoying, when they come on, you bop your head and you, like, even if you don't know all the lyrics, they, like, you try to mouth the lyrics that you do know. And it's why most of these songs, a lot of these songs sound the same. But, you know, people, the music writers, like, they know what chords to play, how fast to play them,
right,
what words to sing. And it's like, it's a science they've perfected. And, like, we still bop our heads to them.
It's like you said, it's a science. And I don't know how you get away from that. And I think, too, that some of these songs, unfortunately, just got played so much,
yeah,
that you might have loved them. And then and that's what happened to me working in radio as long as I have, that it just ruined the joy of the song.
Well, because you now in the car don't even listen to music.
No, very rarely.
Which is hilarious.
Very, very rarely. I am so excited about this text because I pulled this when I was pulling these songs last night, and I don't know that anybody else has heard of it, so now I finally know I am not alone. You can check in with your worst songs of all time, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY from the 414. Hands down, Timothy by the Buoys is the worst song ever. And if you've never heard it, oh, take a listen.
Heard that song before.
1971, written by Rupert Holmes, the Pina Colada guy. It's a song about...
If you like drinking pina coladas, yes, getting caught in the rain.
This guy wrote this song about three miners trapped in a mine, and one of them is never recovered.
I'm guessing it's Timothy that's never recovered.
Yeah, because it was cannibalism. Yeah. So it was like, it was an early Yellow Jackets theme. Oh, yeah. It came out when I was 11. I will never forget it. I will never forget hearing this song and going, oh, my God, did they eat him?
Wow.
Is that not crazy?
Is that the most annoying song or the most troubling song? What's the song? Oh, my God. Now I'm blanking on it. What's the song about the guy's girlfriend dying in the car crash? And now I'm totally, and it's like, so when you actually listen, oh, I'm totally blanking. I'm going to have to look this up. There's a song of like, when you actually listen to the lyrics, there's two. There's one that's actually slow and sounds like a ballad, but there's a 1950s like doo-wop song about like, I'll never see my baby again.
Is it Honey? Because
there's
that was
some song that's like, when you're singing along to it, it's like a little upbeat. But then you actually listen to the lyrics and you're like, oh, no, she died. No, I can't. Again, not annoying, but just like, oh, wow, this song's not what I thought it was about.
Stands out. Texture from the 262 says, worst and most annoying songs are two different categories. I would pick different things for each of them, but for one of them would be Last Kiss, Frank Wilson.
Do you have that?
I do not believe so. Let me take a look while we're doing this.
On Twitter, Dave Jensen, similar to Baby Shark, but submitted, I'm sure, for most annoying song is It's a Small World, especially while waiting in line for a different ride.
Waiting. Yeah, and that showed up on several of the worst of all time lists. Was that particular song?
Yep. I'm trying to think. What else, like... what else you got?
Let me see here. We have, and I don't know. I'm conflicted by this one because I have fond memories of being in college listening to this band, but someone said that anything by this group should be on a worst list. Kidding me?
I don't think so.
Love Shack?
I would not put this. Yeah, I Love Shack, I definitely sing along to.
And it's a great dancing song. It's a great song to dance to.
Is Dead Man's Curve the one that I'm thinking of?
By Jan and Dean?
I just Googled, yeah, songs about car crashes, and I'm trying to find the one that I'm thinking of in my head. And I can't even think of exactly how the tune goes to try to sing it. So someone else can help me.
I'm looking for last.
It's gonna bug me until I can
until
I figure it out.
Rectifies.
But I had this one. I got multiple times on the Twitter poll, which was "You're Beautiful" by James Blunt. I also have "Moves Like Mick Jagger," or "Moves Like Jagger," which I think was Maroon 5.
That was Maroon 5. This is "Last Kiss" that was suggested, but this is a cover by Pearl Jam.
Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers, and I think that one goes is like a much bigger, like faster beat, and so you're kind of like bopping your head to it and singing the lyrics without really knowing what it's about until you actually stop and think about it, and you're like, oh wait, she's gone to heaven so I got to be good so I can see my baby when I leave this world, like wait, what is this song about? And so that is the one that I was thinking of, but I was thinking it's exactly that. I was thinking of Pearl Jam, as the Pearl Jam version is the slower version that actually sounds like it should be a sad song versus the original sounding like, oh, it does not feel like a sad song at all.
844-967-2789. Worst, most annoying songs of all time. Check in on by the phone, or you can text Troy from Mount Horeb. What do you think is the worst, Troy?
Well, you got the song, so I don't have to sing it. So that's good for everybody.
What was the song, but, Troy?
The song that Kristen was trying to think of.
Oh, "Last Kiss." That's what you were calling to say. Yeah. It's called "Last Kiss."
Because I lost you. When I call you, I lose you on the app, so I can't listen. But I heard you right at the end say that was the song. Yeah. But, one of the most, and I can't believe somebody called in for the B-52s, that's crazy. But one of the more annoying songs that I haven't heard yet is the Fox song.
I love that. What does that the Fox say? Oh, I love that song.
What does the Fox say?
Oh, Troy, that song makes me laugh so hard. And if you've never seen the video,
it is funny.
You got to see the video for the complete "What Does the Fox Say" experience, because it's just pricelessly weird.
I have not seen the video.
Oh, you got
it. The closest I've come to is seeing the Diddy commercial where they were on it once.
Oh, Troy, I'm telling you, go to Google right now, go to YouTube and look for "What Does the Fox Say" and watch the video. You're going to die. You're going to die. It's so funny.
As soon as I stop my car.
All right. Thanks.
There you go. Be safe.
Thanks so much for checking in.
You know what "What Does the Fox Say" reminds me of? Of another viral song that was so weird and also then became annoying was Gangnam Style.
Oh, yes.
Gangnam Style. That guy never to be seen from again.
No.
But I remember when that video first came out, we're like, what is this? All right. Well, if you have more submissions, 844-967-2789. What is the most annoying song of all time? What about "What's New Pussycat"? That's what Nick C said that one. That's a pretty good one, too.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WayUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m., WAUK.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 50. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 75. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 46. Mid-70s Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mettner, and we are having some fun with the most annoying songs, according to you and according to others, of all time, because it is very subjective. I would say we haven't had, like, that's another one. What it makes me feel like is, like, most wedding playlists are full of a lot of annoying songs, depending on who you ask, because I feel like that's a song that would come out at a wedding, and I'd be like, I'll go dance to this.
And it was a classic. And that song by the Starship, We Built This City, because I checked 10 different lists of the most annoying songs of all time. That made every single list. Which I just,
really?
Yeah, which I just didn't expect. I didn't expect that. Because at the time it was, it was like 1985, 1986. And it was still rocky, had a rock. Had a rock thing to it.
Had a rock thing to
had
it.
Had a rock thing to it.
That's so funny.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to join us on what you believe are the most annoying, irritating songs of all time. This is another one that showed up on several lists that I checked.
Anything from Cher that I find wildly annoying. But that's, I guess, do you still leave in love after love? But again, I feel like annoying is like, I think of kid songs versus, although I did say Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird.
You know why they,
as mine.
Why they dumped on Cher for this though was because apparently it was one of the first times that auto-tune had been used.
Oh.
And that just led to a whole bunch more usage of auto-tune, which, has that really helped the music industry?
Well, it's helped certain singers who want to be singers.
Well, because they're not really singers. We have Eric from Wausau is joining us. Hey, Eric, what do you think?
Okay, so my most annoying song is Billy Joel, Tell Her About It. Can't stand that song.
Tell her about
Tell it. Tell her one? About it. Da, da, da,
that
da,
one.
Da, da, da.
Okay, I'm going to hang up.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. It's so lame. Right. It's such a lame song. It's a lame tune. Anyway, that's my pick.
All right. Thanks so much for checking in, Eric. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Got just a couple of minutes left. If you want to check in, we had Jan from Oak Creek who called in and said the song that you're thinking of, Kristen, that involved a car crash might have been Dead Man's Curve by Jan and Dean.
So I think it was Last Kiss.
You think it was Last Kiss?
The original one. Because I was listening to it at the break, and I'm pretty sure that's the one. But now I want to go listen to Dead Man's Curve and try to think of what that one is. But maybe there's just two.
That's from the 1960s, so that's going back quite a ways.
It's funny to just think, I feel like that's another, for another day, we can do the songs that have really, like, questionable lyrics, but because they were written in such a poppy tune, like, oh, what's the one, what would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry? This was, like, Wyclef Jean, and it was, I think I was in, like, middle school or high school, and the, like, lyrics to this song, but it was kind of an upbeat tune, but the whole song was about this like, single mother who was basically prostituting herself, and, like, why are you questioning her? Because, like, what would you do if you were in this situation?
Wow.
And it was, like, a bop. It was, like, on TRL, and it was something that we all knew the lyrics to, but, like, didn't really think about the lyrics.
Right, right. You're just going along with the beat.
You're just going along with it. And so I feel like another good song segment someday is like, what song did you not realize what the lyrics meant until you were an adult?
And here's a little sampling of Dead Man's Curve, Jan and Dean from 1963. Wasn't
the one that I was thinking of, but it is a similar vibe as far as the melody not necessarily matching with what the lyrics are saying.
Right, right. Couple texts to get through from the 262. Hampton the Hamster, the hamster dance.
What?
Miss the Hamster dance. Disco Duck. No one better than Disco Duck because it's amazing. And from the 262, Jane and Kristen, I'm the superintendent of a local school district. I really hate rainbows. And I don't want any rainbow songs. Oh, wait.
Rainbow Land.
We built this city. We built this city as one of the worst composed songs. Baby Shark, one of the most annoying. Two different categories. I'll listen to Jefferson Starship, but Baby Shark is nails on a chalkboard from the 262. Well, this has been so much fun.
So much fun. You were working overdrive. You had to answer phone calls. You had to play the music. You
and
had
to look for other
with me and help my memory.
Look for other tunes. But we love it. Anytime you want to check in, 844-967-2789 is the number to call.
Yes, this was a very fun segment. We also just wanted to give acknowledgement that today is the anniversary of D-Day. And I was going to do a whole segment on, you know, we're at the very end of
that generation.
People. There's like that generation of people who were actually still alive and even any of the people who were there that day. And so I will still put it in the show notes for today, a link to Dwight Eisenhower's speech from that day. But apparently there was also a lesser known alternative speech had things not gone as well.
Oh, wow. And if you really want to bring the D-Day storming to light, watch Saving Private Ryan, because there is a scene in that movie that will put you right there and give you an entirely different appreciation for what those young men went through.
Absolutely. All right. Well, very fun Tuesday show. Tomorrow, Greg Bach will be here, and we'll have another fun show from 10 to 12 p.m. Stay tuned for our 12 o'clock newscast with Terry Bell. But as always, thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being part of the show and listening. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. This has been As Good As Counts.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in a row.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond.